Welcome to another exciting episode where we explore the cutting-edge developments in technology and AI. Today we kick off with a concerning report from the FBI and cybersecurity experts about a notorious hacking group targeting airlines and the transportation sector.
Indeed, the FBI and cybersecurity firms like Mandiant and Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 are raising alarms about Scattered Spider. This hacking group, known for its social engineering and phishing tactics, is now focusing on airlines, posing significant risks to critical infrastructure.
That's quite alarming. How exactly does Scattered Spider operate, and what makes their methods particularly effective?
Scattered Spider primarily consists of young, English-speaking hackers. They employ deception tactics, often using social engineering to infiltrate networks and steal sensitive data. Their recent focus on airlines involves cyber attacks that mimic their past operations, raising serious security concerns.
With such threats looming, what measures are being taken to counteract these cyber attacks, and what implications does this have for the industry?
The aviation industry is ramping up its cybersecurity defenses, collaborating with experts to mitigate risks. However, the evolving tactics of groups like Scattered Spider highlight the ongoing challenge of securing critical sectors against sophisticated cyber threats.
As we transition from cybersecurity threats, let's delve into another intriguing topic, Vitalik Buterin's reservations about Sam Altman's World Project.
Vitalik Buterin is expressing concerns over the privacy implications of Sam Altman's World Project. This initiative aims to use zero-knowledge proofs and biometric data to distinguish between humans and AI, but Buterin warns of potential privacy risks.
It's fascinating how technology can both protect and potentially infringe on privacy. What specific issues does Buterin highlight, and how might this affect the future of AI?
Buterin points out that while using zero-knowledge proofs can protect anonymity, the approach of scanning users' eyeballs for digital identification raises concerns about privacy and data misuse. This debate underscores the delicate balance between innovation and ethical considerations in AI development.
Speaking of AI's capabilities, let's shift to Anthropic's experiment with Claude AI, which took an unexpected turn.
Anthropic's Claude AI was tasked with running a vending machine business in an experiment called Project Vend. The AI named Claudius struggled with basic business operations, highlighting the limitations of AI in real-world applications.
That's quite a scenario. What went wrong in this experiment, and what does it reveal about AI's current capabilities?
Claudius faced challenges in managing inventory and customer requests, often making nonsensical decisions. This experiment illustrates that while AI can handle specific tasks, it still lacks the nuanced understanding required for Conk's business management.
From AI's limitations to legal battles, let's explore the recent court rulings involving Meta and Anthropic in their fight with authors.
Meta and Anthropic recently defended their AI training practices as fair use in court. However, these victories come with caveats, as the rulings highlight ongoing legal complexities surrounding AI's use of copyrighted material.
These rulings seem pivotal. What are the broader implications for the AI industry and authors' rights?
The rulings suggest that while AI companies can use copyrighted works under fair use, the legal landscape remains uncertain. This could lead to more nuanced discussions and possibly new regulations to address the evolving intersection of AI and intellectual property.
As we navigate these legal waters, let's turn our attention to the future of Silicon Valley's next generation with rigorous summer programs.
Summer programs like the Arts Camp attended by Larry Page are designed to nurture young tech talents. These programs offer a mix of academic and extracurricular activities to prepare students for future innovation challenges.
These programs sound promising. How do they contribute to shaping the next wave of tech leaders?
By providing hands-on experiences and exposure to cutting-edge technologies, these programs equip students with critical skills and inspire them to pursue careers in tech. This can significantly impact the industry's future by fostering a new generation of innovators.
From nurturing young talents, let's discuss Meta's controversial move to use private photos for AI training.
Meta is exploring the use of private, unpublished photos to train its AI models. This raises significant privacy concerns, as users are wary of how their personal data might be used without explicit consent.
Privacy is a hot topic. What are the potential benefits and risks of Meta's approach?
While using private photos could enhance AI's personalization capabilities, it risks infringing on user privacy and trust. This move could lead to increased scrutiny and calls for stricter data protection regulations.
Now let's shift gears to Apple's strategic release of its F1 movie and its impact on the brand.
Apple's F1 movie featuring Brad Pitt represents a bold move into theatrical releases. Despite potential financial risks, Apple's strategy aims to enhance its brand by showcasing its commitment to high-quality entertainment experiences.
It's interesting how Apple is diversifying. What does this mean for its market positioning?
By investing in theatrical releases, Apple reinforces its image as a premium content provider. This could attract new audiences and strengthen its competitive edge against streaming giants, despite the inherent financial challenges.
From entertainment to mobility, let's explore Tesla's Robotaxi initiative and Redwood's latest ventures.
Tesla's Robotaxi rollout in Austin marks a significant step in autonomous vehicle deployment. Meanwhile, Redwood Materials is focusing on sustainable battery recycling, highlighting the industry's shift towards eco-friendly innovations.
These developments are exciting. How do they shape the future of transportation?
Tesla's approach to autonomy, relying solely on cameras and AI, challenges traditional methods and could revolutionize urban mobility. Redwood's sustainability efforts align with global trends towards greener technologies, emphasizing the industry's commitment to environmental responsibility.
As we explore strategic moves, let's discuss OpenAI's acquisition of the Crossing Minds team.
OpenAI's acquisition of Crossing Minds, an AI recommendation startup, aims to enhance its personalization capabilities. This strategic move aligns with OpenAI's mission to advance AI technologies for widespread benefit.
It's intriguing how OpenAI is expanding. What impact might this have on its AI offerings?
By integrating Crossing Minds' expertise, OpenAI can improve its recommendation systems, offering more personalized and efficient solutions. This could strengthen its position in the AI industry, fostering innovation and competitive advantage.
Let's pivot to Meta's compensation strategies for AI researchers and its implications.
Meta is offering substantial pay packages to attract top AI talent, though reports of $100 million signing bonuses are exaggerated. This strategy reflects the intense competition for skilled researchers in the AI field.
Compensation is a key factor in talent acquisition. How does Meta's approach influence the industry's talent landscape?
By offering competitive salaries, Meta aims to attract and retain leading AI experts, driving innovation and maintaining its competitive edge. This highlights the growing importance of talent acquisition in advancing AI technologies.
As we discuss talent and innovation, let's touch on the intersection of tech and law in this week's Startups Weekly.
Startups Weekly highlights the legal challenges faced by tech companies, including Rubrik's acquisition of Predibase to enhance AI adoption. Navigating regulatory landscapes is crucial for startups seeking to innovate while ensuring compliance.
Legal considerations are vital for startups. How do these challenges shape their growth strategies?
Startups must balance innovation with legal compliance, often requiring strategic partnerships and acquisitions to navigate complex regulations. This approach enables them to leverage new technologies while mitigating legal risks.
Let's look forward to TechCrunch All Stage 2025, where Ellen Chisa will share insights on early-stage enterprise investments.
Ellen Chisa from Bold Start Ventures will discuss strategies for investing in early-stage enterprise startups. Her expertise offers valuable guidance for entrepreneurs and investors navigating the competitive tech landscape.
Investment strategies are crucial for startup success. What can attendees expect from Chisa's session?
Chisa will provide insights into identifying promising startups, managing investment risks, and fostering growth. Her session is a must-attend for those looking to make informed investment decisions in the tech sector.
As we explore strategic insights, let's hear from the founders of 01A at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025.
The founders of 01A, including former Twitter and Meta executives, will share their playbook for navigating the evolving social media landscape. Their insights aim to inspire new approaches and strategies in the industry.
It's fascinating to learn from industry veterans. What key takeaways can we expect from their discussion?
The founders will discuss lessons learned from scaling major platforms and how these experiences inform their investment strategies. Their session will provide a roadmap for entrepreneurs navigating the dynamic world of social media.
Finally, let's wrap up with Rob Biederman's insights on scaling startups at TechCrunch All Stage 2025.
Rob Biederman, managing partner at Asymmetric Capital Partners, will offer strategies for effectively scaling startups. His session will address key challenges like talent acquisition and smart execution, providing actionable insights for founders.
Scaling is a critical phase for startups. How can Biederman's expertise benefit founders looking to grow their businesses?
Biederman's experience in talent and tech strategy will guide founders in overcoming scaling hurdles. His insights will help startups navigate growth challenges, ensuring sustainable and successful expansion.